here's a story from The World.
Lebanon is one of the nearly 100 countries caught up in the Pandora Papers expose. The trove of documents pinpoints the hidden offshore tax havens of some of Lebanon's most powerful figures. That includes the new billionaire prime minister and the governor of its central bank. These revelations are not going over well in Lebanon, to put it mildly. Alia Ibrahim is the founder of Daraj Media, an independent Lebanese digital media group. It's one of the many local partners of the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists that brought the Pandora Papers to light. Alia, you're in Beirut right now. Most Lebanese knew their leaders were not squeaky clean. We now see that of all the countries in the world, Lebanon tops the list with the number of offshore companies. What are some of the other big revelations from the Pandora Papers?
We're looking, for example, at the head of the central bank, who since the 90s have been taking his own money outside while telling the Lebanese depositors and Arab depositors and others that the currency here is very safe and that they can keep their money inside the banks. His own money is well kept in safe havens, in real estate, etc., etc., while the money of depositors and the average citizen is locked in the bank and they can have no access to it whatsoever.
So can you give us a few examples, Alia, of the kinds of investments and tax shelters that, say, the governor of the Central Bank of Lebanon, what has he established for himself offshore?
We've been investigating the Central Bank governor for over a year. And the reason we did that was because he has been at the helm of the Central Bank for 30 years. What the Pandora gave us is two very specific companies. One of them is actually headed by him as a director, which is a violation of the credit and money law in Lebanon. This by itself should be enough to isolate him and to investigate with him. Another company that is owned by his son, it was relative to a huge real estate development project that was taking place in Lebanon. Yes, it's true that not every offshore company is illegal. And yes, it's true that it's not necessarily hiding a criminal act. But when we do such investigative work and it gives us access to information that is otherwise not available, and it could shed the light on the behavior of people who are in high political positions that can have an impact on the daily life of every single citizen in this country, this is really very empowering from a journalistic point of view.
We've been seeing since the Panama Papers, since Paradise Papers, and now with Pandora, unless there is strict diligence when it comes to politically exposed people, when it comes to people in the closed circle of politicians and of power, the abuse of offshore companies is going to go on.
So a few years ago, if we look at the context here, Lebanon's currency collapsed, unable to pay its debts, and that is currently the status quo. Average Lebanese can't even draw their own savings out of their bank accounts. What are Lebanese citizens saying about the details in the leaked documents?
It's another unbelievable chapter of a very, very boring soap opera that has been going on over and over. In this crisis, over $6 billion have been taken out of the country, mostly belonging to politicians and their business affiliates. If you drive around Beirut right now, it's really, really heartbreaking. There's no electricity, there's no gas. It's a country that has so much potential that has completely been ripped off by its political class. And now we're learning that this political class has managed to take its own personal wealth outside of the country. I mean, if this is not really infuriating, then I don't know what would be.
So, Alia, activists in Lebanon are calling for action and accountability. Real accountability, though, would demand an independent judiciary to hold the powerful to account. What would it take for that to happen?
This is a very good question because, you know, activism has happened. The Lebanese have taken the streets by millions, and then people could not do it anymore because they really have to go back to work. In a country, I forgot to mention, the August 4 explosion, which literally destroyed almost half of our capital. Till now, neither in the explosion nor in the collapse, not one person have been held accountable. Without accountability, we're not going anywhere. The Lebanese judiciary is full of excellent judges. It just happens that those who are in power and the key positions are not the most decent ones.
Alia Ibrahim in Beirut is the founder of Daraj Media, an independent Lebanese digital media group, one of many local partners of the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists that brought the Pandora Papers to light. Alia, thank you for your time and for your reporting. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, dear. Thanks.